Welcome to another Bite-Sized Learning. This presentation discusses the importance of communications in your safety program. Communicating is a big part of our everyday activities, but when you are considering safety, there are also legal responsibilities for communication. It doesn't matter if you are governed by federal or provincial regulations. They both describe the employer's responsibility to inform workers of the hazards they face in doing their jobs. Moreover, they require that the worker is given the information needed to safely do that job. While there are many ways of delivering the essential information, it's obvious that not all methods of delivery are equally effective. Imagine trying to read a printed handout outside on a dark, stormy morning. Designing an effective communication must consider elements like the communication channel. You can use print, email, face-to-face, or group discussion. The nature of the material being covered. Is it so complex a demonstration should be used? The relationship between communicator and receiver. If tempers are raised, communication is impaired. There are many types of safety communication with an employee, beginning with the orientation when they start, and continuing with training on various equipment and tasks. In addition, when new activities are undertaken by the company, there's an expectation of orientation and training of employees to safely perform the new job. Ongoing communication will include safety meetings, safety talks, on-the-job coaching or correction, and because communication is supposed to work both ways, reporting of issues by the employee. Communication is a complex subject, and this overview is hardly complete. If you would like to learn more about communicating effectively, check out the free Safety Communications course at www.safetydriven.ca/learningacademy. You can also contact a safety advisor at ohsadvisor@safetydriven.ca. Safety Driven, driven to improve safety.